Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
You know, God doesn't want you to miss out on what He has for you. He doesn't want you to miss out on the plan that He has for your life. And by now, if you haven't realized, God has a great plan for your life. And there's characters in the Bible that we see fulfill the plan that God has for them. We see them make it to the end. They finish strong. One character in particular in the Bible that seems to make it to the end, even though he had some serious bumps in the road, he finished pretty strong. And that's David. A man after God's own heart. A man that really messed up. But there was one key ingredient to David's success. He knew how to repent. And when he repented, he really repented. And when he got up and things didn't work out the way that he expected, he didn't blame God for them. Two keys. You don't see David blame God ever for stuff that happens because he knows that he's the one who messed up when he messed up. And so we see this man walk like this, and it's just an awesome, awesome testimony for us. The blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony is how you'll overcome. And God will give you a story, and He wants you to make it to the end. He wants you to fulfill the destiny and the purpose that He has for you. And I'm always amazed because oftentimes, somehow, I don't know how, I can see destiny in people's lives. I can see this incredible purpose. Sometimes I'm amazed at the gifts that some people have. I'm kind of jealous, to be honest, in a good kind of jealousy. A godly jealousy, you know. You know, so I'm amazed that God gives these people such incredible gifts and talents, and they, you know, and I'm amazed how they, you know, they just don't use it, or they allow something to stop them from stepping into what God has for them. The greater measure, the part where they go to the next level. And sometimes I think so many of us are like right on the brink of breakthrough. But we keep on going back to those things that don't allow our characters to develop where God cannot fully take us into what He has planned for us. And I want to show you this evening a character in the Bible that we all know so well. But maybe you haven't seen this. Maybe you have. But I want to talk to you a little bit about Samson. How many of you know the story of Samson? Samson's story is supernatural right from the beginning, because the truth is that Samson's mom couldn't fall pregnant. She prayed and seeked the Lord and asked the Lord for a son. And the angel of the Lord comes to Samson's mom and begins to minister to her and tells her that she's going to have a son. But the angel of the Lord says to her that this son will be a Nazarite. In other words, you're going to dedicate him to me. He's going to serve me. He's going to walk with me. And I tell you what, when I was actually listening to the story. I have it on my computer, and I was listening to it, and you know, I just got so touched when the Lord begins to speak to her and begins to tell her the purpose and the destiny that Samson has, how he's going to lead the children of Israel out of the hands of the Philistines, how he's going to deliver the children of Israel out of the hands of the Philistines who had begun to oppress them. And you hear this amazing destiny and purpose of Samson, but most of you in this room kind of have an idea what happened to him. It didn't turn out too good, right? Now, let's talk a little bit about what it meant to be a Nazarite in those days. A Nazarite was someone that was consecrated and separated to God. Their purpose was to be holy and to serve the Lord with their whole life. And there were three rules that they had to follow. The first rule was that they were not allowed to drink. This is a Nazarite now. I'm not talking about you, okay? Don't get all bent out of shape, all right? Okay. You mustn't get drunk. That's wrong, okay? Let's leave it at that. Point number two, not to cut his hair. They were not supposed to cut their hair. Their hair was supposed to continue to grow. And, you know, in every movie we see these guys with these awesome dreadlocks. Amen. All right. And the other thing, which I think many of us overlook when we look at the life of Samson, is he was not supposed to touch a dead body. He was not supposed to touch a corpse or a dead body. And for those of you that don't know the story of Samson, basically what ends up happening in the end, and we'll talk about it a little bit more, but in the end of it all, Samson ends up, you know, basically in the lap of Delilah. He gives in to Delilah, and Delilah ends up totally destroying him because of a sin that he couldn't overcome. He ends up in this situation where she totally destroys his life, cuts his hair, and they come and get him. And they take him. He's got no more power. And basically, it's the end. And we see Samson with this final cry in the end, which is very powerful. But the truth is, how much more could there have been for Samson? How much more could he have done? How much further could he have done? And it's interesting that it's a woman. No offense, ladies. But that was his weakness. A woman was his weakness. He had a lust problem. Now, that can be a man or a woman, vice versa. Do you hear what I'm saying? The problem is he couldn't overcome a certain sin. In his situation, his weakness was this woman. But I want you to see, because I'm going to show you this evening, that that wasn't the beginning of his weakness. We'll see as we go along. The truth is that sometimes there's one little thing, because of your soul, because of your flesh being out of control, because you allow yourself to stay or get stuck on something that keeps on breaking you, keeps on taking you out of God's plan, keeps on taking you out of the will of God, you just refuse, or you can't, or you struggle because you can't break with this one thing that keeps on just basically destroying you. And this is what happens to this man. He's got this awesome, awesome destiny. I mean, Samson does some pretty radical stuff. How many of you know that? He kills 30 men with his own hands. He catches 300 foxes. 300 foxes, how do you do that? Sets them on fire. They run into the camps of the Philistine, destroy their vineyards and everything. And he's having a good laugh. Then he kills 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. He kills a lion, rips him apart. I mean, we're talking about some serious supernatural abilities, some serious gifting right here. This guy had all the gifting. But it's interesting because we know and we focus on the story of Delilah, but we actually see that this problem was there long before Delilah. Because in Judges 16, verse number 1, it says, "Now Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot there." So what was his weakness? Woman. Woman was his weakness, but in fact, in this situation, it's a prostitute. He's going to a prostitute. That's the weakness. So he'd already gotten to the place where he was allowing himself to be disobedient. He was doing things he shouldn't have been doing, and it was starting to cost him. It was starting to cost him his destiny, and he had this weakness to the point where eventually he gives his secret away to Delilah. Tonight's going to be really short. I just realized that. I'm like halfway through my sermon and I've been preaching for like 10 minutes. That's okay, because tonight there's going to be some people that are going to get radically changed. You know, here's the thing. I can preach like this week after week after week after week, and it can just go right through you, or you can receive it. But God wants to speak to somebody tonight. He wants to set somebody free tonight. You see, Samson's weakness was something in his flesh, and oftentimes it will be something in your flesh that will cause you to stumble. Some people, it's drugs. They just can't get away from it. They just can't break that addiction. Some people, it's an addiction of prostitution, like this with Samson. He's constantly going to a harlot. He's got this problem with women. He's obviously got a lust issue. He just can't overcome his flesh. And what does it do? It ends up costing him everything. For some people, it ends up costing them their marriage when they can't control their flesh. For some people, it ends up costing them their relationship with their children. They end up destroying their kids because they can't control their flesh. Listen, I'm not here to try and bring anybody under condemnation, but I want you to see that there are consequences for something that you live in. You need to break with it. Is that okay? You need to get rid of that thing that's holding you back from reaching your full potential. Far too many men and women in the church are hiding in secret sin. And that secret sin is the very thing that will prevent you from stepping into the calling and the destiny that God has for you. I love to talk about grace and thank God for grace, because tonight you can change. But the truth is, don't stay in that place. Don't stay in that place. Don't remain in that place. Don't pretend like you're not struggling. If you're struggling, get rid of it. Sort it out. Samson ends up literally in the lap of Delilah, the very weakness that he had while he's there one night, had a great time that night, of course. And at the end of the night, he's busy lying there. She calls the Philistines in. She's already cut his hair. He doesn't even know what's gone on. And that's how the enemy works. You see, you'll get away with it, you'll get away with it, you'll get away with it, and God's power will still be there. God will still use you. God will still speak to you. God's grace will be there. But one morning you wake up and suddenly you realize it's all over. You've missed it. You've missed the calling. You've missed the destiny. You've missed the purpose. Why? Because of something that feels nice. Are you with me? But here's the interesting thing. You see, with every sin, with every situation, there's always what we call an entry point or a route. And everybody, by looking at this, looks and says, Samson's issue was woman, right? It's very quiet in Vero Beach. That was actually really a question. Yes, okay. Thank you so much for participating this evening. 10 points. Okay, so we can see that that was clearly his problem, but was that where it began? Now we go back to chapter 16, we see, okay, there was a harlot. The harlot's what ended up getting him to the place where eventually he ends up with Delilah, who's practically another harlot, and then she ends up with her, and then eventually he ends up in his sin and he ends up being destroyed. But is this where it started? Remember, what is the secret to a Nazarite? What is the three things they're not supposed to do? They're not supposed to drink. They're not supposed to, just what is that? Because I forget. Cut their hair. Amen. And they're not supposed to touch a corpse. Watch this now. Watch this now. Now, it's very interesting because one of the things that Samson does that's so powerful is that while Samson's on his journey, Judges 14, verse number 5. Judges 14, verse number 5. So Samson went down to Timnah. Now, this is before the prostitute, right? Before the first prostitute. Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyards of Timnah. Now, to his surprise, a young lion came roaring against him. You see, the truth is when you're on your journey to destiny, while you're on the path to walking out what God has for you, guess who comes along? The Bible speaks about the enemy as a young lion that will come and try and attack you, that will come and try and destroy you, that will come and try and stop you from fulfilling the destiny and the purpose. But what happens to Samson? The Spirit of the Lord comes upon him and he's able to overcome this enemy that comes against him, and he destroys the enemy and he actually literally tears it apart and throws it to the ground. It must have been awesome. The truth is, on your journey, God will give you victory. He can give you victory over the enemy, over the devil who comes to attack you, to stop you from fulfilling the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. He will stop it for you. The Spirit of God will come on you and you can overcome it. Unfortunately, the story doesn't end there. Okay, let's just read it real quick. A young lion came roaring against him, verse 6. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat. Though he had nothing in his hands, he did not tell. Oh, what happened? But he did not tell his mother, his father, or his mother what he had done. I want you to see something. He did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. Let's go to verse number 7 and we'll come back to that. Then he went down and talked with a woman and she pleased Samson well. This is now actually his wife, so this was not a bad one. After some time, when he returned to get her, he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion, and behold, a swarm of bees and honey were in the carcass of the lion. So he sees this carcass. He sees the carcass of this lion, And now remember, he's not supposed to touch a carcass. He's not supposed to go near something dead. And it's very interesting that in the stomach of the carcass, in the middle of the carcass, is a beehive. And there's honey on the inside of this carcass. And he's walking past it and he looks and he sees it. And he must have thought, well, I'm kind of hungry. And he decides to go to the carcass and he decides to eat the honey in the carcass. What's he doing right here in this moment before we hear about any prostitutes? He's breaking one of the rules of a Nazarite. He's opening a door to the enemy. And what's he doing? I love it because it's amazing how he's going for honey. He's going for something that's sweet, something that's tasty, but it's inside the very thing that God gave him victory over, and now he goes back to it, and now it has the potential to destroy him. When God gives you victory over something, don't go back to it. When God gives you the victory over something, don't go back to that thing. Because the truth is, it may look good. It may taste good. It may feel good. It may seem like it's going to be good because it looks like honey to you. But I want you to know that it's the very thing that has the potential to set you up to destroy you and take you out of the purpose and plan that God has for your life. He took some of it, some of the honey, in his hands and went along eating. And when he came to his father and mother, he gave some to them and they also ate. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. When you're struggling with secret sin, when you're struggling with that very thing that has the potential to completely destroy you, and I want to say this because I feel I need to. I really need to address sexual sin, and especially pornography. Men and women and woman. And I'm going to say it again, and woman. Men and woman. You need to realize that when you begin to open a door, you see, the harlot might be the thing at the end, but the pornography is the very thing that opens the door. And here's the amazing thing, that God gives him an opportunity with his parents to go and confess and break that curse, but instead he keeps it to himself. And guess what? The door stays wide open, and the very thing that has the potential to destroy him ends up completely taking him out of the will of God and ends up destroying the destiny and purpose that he has. It's time to let go of those things that may look a little bit good to your eyes. It's time to let go of those things that have held you back. The very thing that God delivered you from, you need to let go of it. Don't go back to it because it looks like honey. Don't go back to it because you think it might taste good. There's no need for you to go back to that thing that God has taken you out of. Why? Because it's that very thing that will open the door. It's that very thing that will open the door. There's the difference between Samson and David. All David did was cry out to God and repent. But Samson keeps it quiet. Samson, we don't even really hear about it. In fact, at his wedding feast, he brags about it in a riddle. The very thing that actually destroys him, that opens that door. The little foxes are the things that spoil the vine. It's the little things that will end up opening the door to something greater. Because the truth is, once there's a lust, that lust will grow and grow and grow. So what do we have to do? We have to deal with where it started. You have to go back to where it began. What does that mean? That means that if you know where it comes in, you need to get it out. Expose it. Expose what the enemy desires to do. There are people in this room, God has got such a great plan for your life, but you're just living in that thing that's hidden. And I'm not going to try and embarrass anybody tonight, but I want to give you an opportunity tonight. This is a night that you have an opportunity to break with that thing. You know what it is in your heart tonight. I don't know what it is, and I'm going to make this broad because I don't want anybody to think that it's one particular thing. It could be addiction. It could be an obsession. It could be a woman. It could be a man. Maybe you've been talking to somebody in a relationship that's married. Maybe you've been talking too much. Maybe you've been texting too much. Maybe you've been looking too much. I don't know what it is, but if there's a door that's gone open somewhere, it's time to close the door. If there's a door that's gone open, I want to tell you, don't allow that little thing to be the very thing that will be begin to grow and eventually affect your life so much that it will take you out of God's will for your life. There are people in this room, God has invested too much in you. There's too much in you that He put in you from the very beginning. It's time for you to step back into it. The good news is we have a better covenant than that covenant. You can repent right now. God has opened your eyes and exposed this thing to you. This was the weakness of Samson. It opened the door right at the beginning. It led him to all those things where eventually he was destroyed. And I don't want to see not one person, not one of you, I don't want to see not one of you because you're hiding it. I've been shocked over the last few months at things that comes up that people are hiding, and I just don't understand why. Don't you know the thoughts He thinks towards you? I've been amazed. I've even stood over people and prophesied over them the intentions of God while they're busy lying and hiding in the most horrendous things. And they still have a choice. God's saying to him, listen, I still have a great plan for you. Just get it out. Just confess it. Get it out. And so tonight, let's bow our heads for just a moment. Please, nobody look around. I want you to dim the lights, please, guys. Man, if we only knew the thoughts He thinks towards us. When I listen to the story of Samson and the angel of the Lord comes, who represents Jesus Christ, he comes and he gives a word to Samson's mother and talks about the great and mighty things he will do. And we hear about them, but they're so little in comparison to what I believe could have happened, but he made a bad decision. He allowed a door to go open and he never repented until right at the end. I don't want that to be you. I don't want you to be sitting here, and I don't want you to be hiding in that thing that the enemy wants to destroy you with. You serve a mighty God who has a great plan for your life. He loves you so much that He died for you. And listen, He's given grace. It's available to you. But it's time that you kick the devil out of your house. It's time that you kick him out of your marriage. Any door that's gone open with another woman or another man or a situation or an addiction or whatever it is, don't go back to the little things thinking that's all you're going to do and you won't go deeper or you won't go further or you won't do more. I want to tell you, the little foxes spoil the vine. Once that door goes open, unless you get rid of it, unless you confess it, expose it before people, unless it comes out, you will be stuck in that place. You have an opportunity tonight. The Lord sent me tonight to tell you that tonight it can end. Tonight in this place, you have a choice.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.